Welcome to Dating Satan Podcast. I'm the host, Shakar. Today's topic is dating in travel circles. My guest today is Mr. Miami, aka AD. AD, go ahead and give him your social media handles.
How you doing? I'm AD from the state of Miami. AD on Instagram, AD3000 on Instagram, and on Facebook, first name A, A-Y-E, last name D, D-E-E. How y'all doing?
Thank you. So let's start with, most people may not know what we call travel groups. So there's a lot of Black urban professional travel groups where it tends to be anywhere from 50 to 3, 4,000 people from across the country. Some even come internationally to these trips. Typically, they're held yearly, quarterly, monthly in some cases, in different states, different regions. They have themes, some of the biggest DJs from across the country. It's a great networking event if you use it for that source. People meet and date. People have situationships. People get married from these urban travel trips, and they meet from everywhere. So what would you like to say about your experience? And have you dated in a group travel experience?
I wouldn't say dated, but I have courted in the group travel experience. I've been flewed out. I flew some people out. But I wouldn't really say it's dating, because dating is like more than once or twice to me.
But so you didn't have any intentions of having a relationship with any of these people?
Nah. So, me alone, these relationships really don't work out well.
And that's the thing. And I like long distance relationships. This is probably my first local relationship in years. I usually like to date long distance because I don't like to be bothered like that for the most part. Like, I really got to like somebody for me to see them regularly. But anyway, back to the group travel stuff. Now, you say you got flued out. What does that mean?
Flued out means somebody, you know, asks you for your information and name, and they have your flight waiting. Well, they'll book your flight, and all you got to do is show up, get on the plane. When you get to that city, they waiting, pick you up, and they show you a good time for the weekend. And
now, do you think that in these group travel trips, is it good to meet people and get flued out? Like, because you meet people from everywhere. Like, we met in a group travel trip, the group travel circle. No, we haven't dated. Look, we do business together. So it's good networking and business done.
I think it's okay. It's healthy to meet new people from different sides of the United States or different countries. Because, you know, when you growing up young and Black, you know, most of us wasn't fortunate to travel like we can now, being professional and having a good career. So, yeah, I think it's healthy.
Experience. Now, have you had any bad experiences from being in a group travel?
Nah, I can't really say a bad experience. No.
I had a horrible one.
Yeah.
So what was this? 2019. I dated a guy. And I was new to the group travel. I started like 2018. He had been coming on the trips for like 6-7 years. And I didn't know him. He wasn't from Detroit. Nobody from Detroit knew him or messed with him on a personal level. So I didn't know his reputation. I didn't know him and what was, you know, his background. So I had to go work in his city, and we would end up hanging out. I had to stay there for almost 3 weeks. So we hung out pretty much every day, kicked it, had a good time. Eventually he got a coochie coupon out of me. You know, we had a good time. You, a matter of fact, I know you know who it is. I'm not even gonna say their name though. Mr. Philly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we was hanging out. At the time, didn't know many people in the travel circle. So he was dating or had dated or been dated a lot of women in the travel circle. So one in particular hit up a mutual friend of me and hers while I was there, like, tell your girl that she only getting meals and fucked. He ain't about to be with her. He ain't with you either.
Wow.
Son.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, if the part was he wasn't with you. He was dating multiple women. But she was, mm-hmm. she felt like she was his main and her man. And I think she was more so intimidated because I got myself together. I think I'm a cute girl. And she wasn't that.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Honest. But she was kind of known in the travel circle. She kind of disappeared now. But I had never seen, so we went to DX. Sorry, we went to Cancun. And he had me there. He had her, a chick from the great state of Miami. He had a chick from the from Charlotte there. He had and another chick from New York. So he was good. Like, he made time for all of us. He took us all out to eat. Now, I didn't know this at the time. It wound up coming out like years later, but me and him are the best of friends. He's a great guy. We cool. I don't know his relationship with the other chicks, but me and him wound up being really, really cool. But it was crazy because you remember, we all in one hotel. We was all in the same hotel. You know, it's all inclusive. So we are people seeing us eat. And people seeing us out, and people told me, like, yeah, I just seen him with such and such. And I knew he was there with one main chick because he was with her all the time. But he played it to me like, well, when none of her friends coming and she needed a roommate. He downplayed their situation. Let me tell you how good he was, AD. We stayed an extra day in Cancun. He had us meet up, me, him, her, and my girl. And she paid the bill. Not knowing that both of us didn't have him this weekend, and he messed with both of us on his trip. And then the other girl he was messing with to hit my friend up, she was there at the table next to us. So she was fireman. Like, fireman.
Boy, it's like a real player though, boy.
Man, she came on Facebook and one of the groups. You know how the group, you know, they had a travel group, the trips. She came on the group after the trip, and she aired that bad boy out. She said everything but his name. She blasted pretty much all of us. She really pretty much put it out there like, yeah, he had both of y'all sitting at the table, blah, blah, blah. I mean, she aired it out like at 40 some years old. You so hurt in your feelings that you involve other females that don't have nothing to, like, whatever beef you had with him was with him. And then I'm not the type of female. I'm not going to go on there and get a satisfaction of people knowing that you're talking about me because you didn't use my name. So I'm not about to even acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And you just look stupid by yourself. So that was my one experience. And I just say I left it at that. Like, I had another friend, which was a great experience. But now I go to network and to turn up with my crew. The dating scene and the travel, it works.
If it happened, it happened. I don't go looking for it. If it happened, it happened. You know what I'm saying? I done met some great people on these trips. I met some great cousins. People I call cousins now, sisters and brothers. When I go to their city, it's all on them. When they come to my city, it's all on me. So, I mean, if the dating part happened, it happened. I don't push for the dating part. I don't go looking for the dating part. You know, my inbox, you know, I got a few choices, you know, still a first round draft pick. So, but I don't go look for it. Go looking to have fun, meet new people.
But you know what I realized? A lot of these people, and it's not just men, you'll be surprised at the women. A lot of these people come on these trips and it's like, they ain't never had sex before. Like, they can't get none at home. Like, your whole,
you know what I understood after sitting back and observing, Keisha? Mm-hmm. You got to understand that most of the United States is country, is rural area. There's only like 7 big cities in the whole United States. Okay. Mm-hmm. You got the great state of Miami. You got New York. You got Atlanta. You got Detroit. You got Chicago. You got, let's say, Dallas. And on the West Coast, we'll get Las Vegas, LA, and Phoenix trying to come up. So you got 9 cities in the whole United States that really has a good population of people where you can mingle and get to know other people. But most of the people are from Alabama, Carolinas. I don't know if you've ever been there before, but child, please. You understand what I'm saying? So, and outside of Miami, Florida is Florida. You understand what I'm saying? People don't come to Florida and say, I'm going to Jacksonville or Tampa. They say, I'm going to Orlando to see Mickey Mouse, or they come to Miami. That's it.
That's
but
true.
You got Tallahassee as country. So you got to understand, growing up like that and their mindset, they probably was like, probably wasn't the prettiest girl in their school, or the girls in their school wore regular ponytails, didn't get their hair done. So when they see these females, they see these guys, they go crazy. You understand them? And I understand that, because when I go to my friend union in the country, I'll be like, what the hell is this? I couldn't imagine growing up like that. You understand what I'm saying? So I probably would be the same way too. But yeah.
I just realized I was looking at it, and I'm in a couple of travel groups, and it was just like, the thirst cannot be this real. You got to be getting some at home. Because if this is your only, you pay $500, $700 to fly out somewhere just to get some coochie coupons, something wrong. If you can't get that in your home city,
once again,
it's somebody, even in a rural area. You got to be somebody.
But that's the same people over and over, though. Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about, okay, you right now, we're going into our 40s or our early 40s, right? If you tired of your city, and your city's a big city, I'm tired of my city. My city's a big city. Imagine somebody in the country. Imagine it.
That's true.
You know, that
might be what it is.
From preschool. You grow up with these people from preschool to they grown. Yeah. They're still doing the same thing, or maybe they might do, but you get tired of seeing the same people, man.
And see, I'm different. Like, a lot of them, they put their business out on social media, and they aggressive with their approach. Like, nobody knows how to move in these groups. Like, you would never know pretty much what I do, who I've done it with, because I'm not making my business public like that. Like, I could body nobody. I could body 20. I could body 4. I could body 2. You not going to know, because I'm not putting my business. I'm not commenting on your post. I don't even want you to nobody to see you do nothing. I got to walk, look in the hallway before you come in my room, if you come.
But see, Keisha, if you body the right person on Friday, you won't have no time to body nobody else for the rest of the week.
That's the thing. Like, so outside of my Cancun experience, my Ski Fest experience, I'm not going to use names. My Tennessee experience, I messed with the same guy the whole time I was going there. So this year was his first time not going. So it was different because I was used to hanging out with him. I was used to being with him. So this time I really got to enjoy my crew, the people I hang out with, because he wasn't there. Yeah. So it was a whole different experience. I made more parties this year. So, you know, it wasn't too bad of an experience, but I definitely think that some people go into this without the intention of just having fun. Like, just go have fun. Yeah. If it happens.
Go enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
And there you go right now.
Enjoy yourself.
Don't look for it.
Now, another thing that's different is like how people come and they click up and getting this stuff, and then it's like everybody in your business. I'm just real private. It's odd to me.
Myself, AD, I like to fly under the radar.
That part.
Me and you know, Keisha, that we never did none, but if somebody come ask me, you ever did it with Keisha? I don't know what you're talking about. Well, I heard you and Keisha talk. I don't know. Because it's not their business if we did or didn't. You understand what I'm saying? Go but handle your business. It's 4 days, 20 parties, thousands of people. Why are you worried about little old me?
And then it's like, I don't know. In my experience, it seems like a lot of people want to blast who they date. And then you're going to date somebody else 3 months later. So you can't, for me, it's like, you dating somebody, you dating A, and you all on his posts, and you doing extra, and you, anybody he was messing with or want to mess with, you didn't kind of kill them off. 2 months later, you on dude B, and now you doing the same thing to him, and it's like.
That's why sometimes, why I say you got to sit back and observe before you jump into a situationship with some of these people. You understand what I'm saying? The loud people, I don't want. I really don't, because you draw too much attention. You understand what I'm
saying? Right.
And I'm the kind of person that moves in silence. So I don't need everybody knowing what I'm doing. Because it ain't everybody's business. See, what kills me about people is this.
What?
They want you to know everything about certain stuff. But nobody walks around posting their credit score. You understand what I'm saying? Preach. Nobody walks around posting their salary at their job. You understand?
Most of them only want to know if they got kids. Look, some of them don't even acknowledge.
But you want to post that you sleeping with Keisha for dudes or for girls. Oh, Keisha getting leftovers. I slept with AD first. Listen, don't nobody care.
Man.
Don't nobody care.
Like, and
give
I've been
us some knowledge. Tell us about Dogecoin. Tell us about cryptocurrency. Something that can help somebody. All that should be stupid to me, man. I promise you.
I just think that, so I've been a couple of other group travel trips from some group mm-hmm. travels that's up north, and I'm gonna tell you what makes the vibe totally different. They don't do group. They don't do like Facebook groups. So you really don't get to know the people until you get there. Like, it's no pre-welcoming. Ain't no introducing yourself. It ain't no posting pictures. It's just. This is a trip, and you make your payments, and we'll see you when we get there. And I realized that with those type of trips are the most funnest, the less drama, because you don't even know these people, so you getting to know them when you get there. You stuck at the hotel with them.
But now, you know, a lot of people don't know, when you make up a group, like the group, the Black Travel Group we going in Tennessee, and the one that goes to Cancun, right? You know you can turn off the comments. So you can still do a, hey, picture group, and nobody can't comment on nothing. They can just see that it's Keisha, press like, love, that's it. You can't comment on it. You only press the buttons that Facebook give you. But
right.
I think a lot of these groups be wanting the drama because it gives a Christmas atmosphere, like looking forward to the trip. But I guarantee if you put a mute on it with no comments, it'll still be the same. You at least you get to see people. Okay, I'm gonna try to holler at Keisha when I get there. Or Keisha, or this. Or...
You just froze. Yeah. So and it's so crazy. I'm in another travel thing, and they did a whole different approach. They it's a travel promoter. He out of Miami. Mm-hmm. He has a trip to San Juan, to Puerto Rico, and instead of mm-hmm. he advertises it on his Instagram. And then he did a WhatsApp group for everybody. You had to email him. He added you to a WhatsApp. It was totally different. It was still a way to meet people. And it wasn't, it's like people post their pictures, but it's kind of weird because then people already got your number. So people try to inbox me or message me on WhatsApp, totally separate from the group. And it was like weird because now they already got my number. And I don't know.
Yeah,
and then you have a profile picture. So I was like, and then it's 1,000 notifications. So I had to mute that. I was like, this is a different approach, but I don't think I like it because I don't even give out my personal number. But since I'm on WhatsApp, they already have it. So I was mm-hmm. like, I think it's probably like 100, 200 people going, but I was like, I don't think I like this approach in a group travel trips. This WhatsApp stuff and doing a WhatsApp group. No.
I got a couple of business partners from one or two from Miami. I got two or three from your city. We get together to try to make a grown professional one. And I think when we do make the Facebook group, I'm gonna try that one with no comments. So whatever, if you see the post, you like it. If you don't, you can't. It's nothing you can say. You can just see it.
Yeah, and you know what? It's sometimes it's good to do post approvals. in those groups, because it'll be like somebody make a post and they post it in every travel group. So now I got to see it 30 yeah. times. Like, dude, it's the same people in most of these group travel trips, first off. So yep. to have to see it in 5 different groups and see, but then they won't put it on their page. Or, you know what I'm saying? So I'm in a couple of them where they do post approvals, which I think that works too. It keeps down drama, but it's hard to, and for me with the dating thing, going back to the dating, like you said earlier, the ones that's high key, that's loud and want to be seen, I can't deal with them. And the guy I dated that had like 5 of us in Cancun, I didn't know he was a high key dude. Cause I didn't know him. I didn't know his background. I didn't know who I was dealing with. So I didn't know he was high key. And again, he didn't mess with nobody from here. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, it got ugly. Like, it's parts of the story I'm leaving out, but it got ugly. Like, we probably dated for like 7 months, maybe. And then we became really good friends. But that was a bad experience. Because for most guys, especially guys like yourself, you got your stuff together. You're a nice looking guy. You got money. You can dress nice. You got a little swag. Most of the guys, even if you low-key, but if you had those great qualities, especially if you got swag and you nice looking and you spend money, you can't expect him not to date more than one girl in this troop, in this circle, because it's not too many nice looking guys, I'm gonna be honest. So when you see one and he got all of those extra qualities, it's like he a prize. Wow. He's gonna have more than one female. I wouldn't expect less. Like, and but for the most part, all of the travel groups that I'm in is all professionals. Like, I'm in, I forgot the name of the group, but I met a guy, and I met him in like 16 or 15 down in Atlanta. We never went on any of the trips from this travel group. We just met in the group, started talking. He flew me out. He done been here, I done been there. But it's the, like, because I love the professional travel groups because it's such great networking. Like, we tried to date, but it went more along the money part of it, you know? And that's what I'm like.
Exactly.
If you use these travel circles right, it's a lot of money to be made and it's a lot of great networking. But people don't look at it like this. Like, somebody asked me the other day, like, how you know everybody in this one travel group? I mean, they're like, how you know everybody? Like, everybody's kind of known or a DJ or a host. I'm cool with them. And I'm like, I'm networking. Your network is your network. Like, I'm not trying to just go out here and fuck and show my titty, show my... No, I'm going out here because I'm trying to make networking business moves. So I need to meet people in these circles. If I'm going to date somebody, I'm going to date somebody where I feel like we can get some money together or I can learn from them. And most people don't be thinking that. They be thinking, oh, I heard he can suck. I mean, you know, they heard something sexual about him. And they're not even thinking like, they more so thinking sexual. They ain't even thinking like, oh, he got money or he'll fly me out or he gonna invest in my business. Like, every dude I've dated or dated seriously in these travel groups have invested in my business in some way or another. Like, I'm not gonna date you and meet you in a professional networking group of black professionals and not take advantage of it. Most people don't look at it like that. Like, these travel groups are great for meeting professional, like-minded people. And people, it's some great couples that are great professionals that have met.
And the sad part, Keisha, if you talk to them before you get in bed, and if it's a great time for them 15 minutes you're in the bed and have some pillow talk, you could still network that way too. You understand what I'm saying? And then it gets to the point where, like you said, the sex will go to the left because all y'all thinking about is getting money or doing what y'all both got going on and seeking other person advice on it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, because with pillow talk, you get a good conversation if the person's not always drunk or always on some kind of influence. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Yeah.
And that's like, I met one guy.
A lot of information from pillow talk.
What was this? 2019, 2020. I can't remember what year it was. I met one guy and he told me that he was looking for a relationship. He was like, but you're too busy. All you do is work. All you're doing is business. And well, I'm not the girl for you because I'm not going to stop. Like, he had a regular 9-to-5. So his life was structured.
Oh, okay. Like,
me as an entrepreneur, I'm not on a set schedule. I could be up working at 3, 4 in the morning. I could be up taking meetings at 8 in the morning. I could be off for a whole week and not doing nothing. I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he was like, you always busy. You always doing something. I said, well, I'm not the girl for you. And I hooked him up with somebody else.
That's some player. That's some real player shit, though, you know?
Yeah, like he dated somebody I know, like, and then it's so crazy because it's some guys, and it's one guy. We was the group travel stuff, and we was all going on a trip, and everybody kind of know the people I associate with or the crew I run with when we go on these trips because we've been traveling together for 5-10 years. I don't know, for a long time, because most of us are high school friends, college friends, family. So it's one guy tried to talk to 4 people in our crew. Like we don't sit around and have conversations. We don't just meet at these trips. We talk, we hang out, we group text, we in Messenger together. Like, we are like family. So you can't sit and try to talk to 3 or 4 of us in the same group and don't think that we not gonna know and not gonna talk about it. And it's just like, that's the stuff that's really crazy. It's like, dude. I be thinking like, say, well, I'm gonna get 1 out of the 4. Once somebody gonna take the bait. I mean, he was almost there. Like, one of them almost took the bait.
God bless the dead.
Huh?
Hey, all he doing is shooting his shot like Kobe Bryant did.
Yeah, he shot it. Shooting. Like, yeah, but like, it's just odd to see how some of the people just move. It's fairly different for grown-ups. Like, people just don't know how to be honest. If we here and I see you this weekend and we do whatever we do, I'm probably not going to talk to you after we leave this trip. It's weekend. I'm not looking for nothing more, nothing less. Like, and let me clear that up because I got to do, because I don't want to think these trips be like that. But it's just some people go into it thinking they met their soulmate. And why you think he your soulmate? If he a low key, he's probably got 2 other chicks on the low. Like, it's crazy. Like, people just, they like to mark their territory, and they surely like to be territorial, and they be ready to fight over dudes. I'll fight over the last four shot.
Dudes do the same thing. You know, some guys, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but when my name come up, they panties get in a bunch. Or when guys from the state of Miami names come up, or we come around, you should see how they panties get in a bunch. And we be like, just chill, bro. We here to have fun. We don't want your girl right now. When the sun go down, maybe then. But we here to enjoy our stuff. We ain't got to worry about nothing.
Well, listen, I love the great state of Miami. I was in a situation a few months ago, and one of the people I met in the travel group, we ain't date, this is my homeboy, but I met him in a travel group. I was in a situation, and he shot down in my hotel, took me to the airport. Like, it's definitely a good connection. It's like, the Detroit-Miami connection is definitely the best of both worlds. Like, you can't beat it.
Yeah. Can't beat it with a bet.
No. So it's almost time for us to wrap it up, AD. I want to thank you for being on the show. Again, give your social media.
Man, I'm AD3000 on Instagram. I'm AD on Facebook. Facebook, AYE space DEE. Look me up. If you catch me in the streets, give me a hug, shake my hand. I ain't the meaning that I look. You understand what I'm saying?
This is Mr. Miami. If you go on any probably group travel trips, you do anything in Miami, he is the guy you want to connect with. He know everything and everybody in Miami. That is Mr. Miami. Again, this is Dayton, episode 7. We can call this the best of both worlds, aka Dayton in the Travel Circle, part 1. Make sure you like follow. Make sure you follow Dayton Satan on Instagram at Dayton_Satan. Make sure you follow us on Facebook. Our business page is Dayton Satan. Please join the group Dayton Satan number 2 on Facebook. Again, that's Dayton Satan number 2. Make sure you go to oneinstitution.com. Click subscribe to all of the shows on the podcast network. We have 10 great podcast shows on, again, that's oneinstitution.com. And also go to YouTube and subscribe to One Institution Media's YouTube channel. All the network are on there. Like, subscribe as well. Again, thank you, AD, for coming out. Hopefully I can have you back for a panel discussion. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.